With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Turning up the heat on Iran, President Trump is threatening the wholesale destruction of the country's energy infrastructure if Tehran doesn't agree to a ceasefire soon. Mr. Trump says talks with Iran's new leaders are ongoing.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
And Mr. Trump says the U.S. has been highly successful when it comes to blowing them up, exceeding all expectations.
We're weeks ahead of schedule. If you would have said that in 3 days we were going to knock out 158 ships, their entire Navy, which we did, we knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out most of their missiles. That's why you see missile attacks, but they're down to, they're sputtering.
The president says the U.S. is prepared, if necessary, to take over Iran's Karg Island oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. Iran's proxy in Yemen, the Houthi rebels getting involved in the war, Nomi Bar-Yakob, Mideast analyst at the Geneva Center for Security Policy.
The Houthis pose a very serious military threat. They have very sophisticated ballistic missiles. They have very sophisticated drones. They're able to disrupt the shipping routes in the Red Seas, in the Red Sea, in Bab al-Mandeb, and they can reach the Gulf states, of course, but Israel.
Pakistan says it is set to host ceasefire talks between Iran and the U.S. No end yet to the Homeland Security budget standoff that has denied TSA officers their pay. However, a presidential executive order means that paychecks will probably start going out as soon as today. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 340 points, NASDAQ futures 172 points higher. This is SRN News. A member of Finland's parliament is found guilty.
Päivi Räsänen is a Christian, and she has criticized homosexuality in public based on her religious beliefs. She ran afoul of Finland's hate crimes laws and was sued, appealing her case repeatedly over several years. Now Finland's Supreme Court has convicted Räsänen on a vote of 3-2 and ordered her to pay a fine of about $2,000. Her lawyers say an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights might be forthcoming. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Justice is investigating whether California and Maine violate the rights of female inmates when they house them with men. The investigation will focus on the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County and the Central California Women's Facility in Madera County, as well as the Maine Correctional Center in Windham. Both states have policies saying inmates should be housed in a facility that is consistent with their so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. A number of topics minus one controversial play will be up for debate this year's NFL meeting.
Replacement officials, potential rule changes, artificial intelligence, health and safety issues, international growth, and flag football will be among the many topics discussed when NFL owners, executives, and coaches gather for their annual meeting this week in Arizona. One topic that dominated the conversation this time last year, the tush push, isn't on the agenda because there is no proposal to eliminate the play, even though it was nearly banned in a close vote in 2025. NFC coaches will speak to reporters Monday, AFC coaches will speak Tuesday, and Commissioner Roger Goodell closes it out. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Hundreds of employees at one of the U.S. Navy's largest shipbuilding contractors have voted to approve a deal with Bath Iron Works, and that ends a week-long strike. More details, SRNnews.com.